Lieutenant Colonel Brad Lighton joins us now on WGN. Lieutenant Colonel, thanks for joining us again. You're back on WGN Radio. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Are you in Springfield, sir, or are you in the city?
I am in Springfield.
Can you just tell us about the contingent of National Guards men and women deployed in Chicago?
And we're sending 125 or approximately 125 military police up to support the Chicago Police Department.
Are they from throughout the state of Illinois?
They are. They're from a military police battalion, which is the battalion is based in McKesney Park, but they have subordinate units at Fort Sheridan, Springfield, and I forget the last one.
Yeah. Well, fair enough. My question, more importantly, is, it sounds like these
Freeport.
People are
Freeport.
Okay, up by Rockford. So these are people then who are at least trained as military policemen and women, have some expertise in crowd control, that sort of thing.
They are, and they actually the last time we got called out, just in case, they received additional training from the Illinois State Police. So these guys are trained if they're needed, and obviously, I think I join everyone in hoping that they are not.
By all means. If they are needed, though, then who do they report to? Who directs them?
It's civilian law enforcement.
So it'd be CPD, maybe, huh?
CPD and the Illinois State Police. One of the important things to remember is, yes, they are military police, so they do have some training, but they are not law enforcement officers. And so the tasks that we're slated to do are tasks that will free up civilian law enforcement to do law enforcement.
Well, that's the nut, isn't it? Because last spring and summer, we said, let's get the National Guard in there. And people imagined rifle carrying, helmet wearing men and women who would be able to do combat with these people that were tearing up our city. I hate to even bring that up. It's a specter we don't want to recontemplate, let alone revisit, but that's why we have police and National Guardsmen and women. So what do they do? What can they do? What will they not do? I have a couple more specific questions about that. Stay right there. This is WGN. Lieutenant Colonel Brad Lighton is on a phone line, Illinois National Guard public affairs officer. He's in Springfield. We're in Chicago. He's telling us that there's 150 National Guards men and women trained as military police who are deployed to Chicago and will be used at the discretion of maybe the state police, city, or county. They'll take orders from civilians and do what they do so that the more traditional police will be able to do what they do. Can you kind of explain that to us? What do they and do they not do then?
Well, last time they were at, they helped control traffic and if streets were blocked off, you know, that sort of thing is what we did. You know, we can also help guard critical infrastructure. What we can't do is investigate crimes. We're not civilian law enforcement. That is a police officer's purview. We can't arrest people, although we could. If we witness a crime, we could detain somebody until a police officer arrived and was able to make an arrest. But we're the idea is to free up the civilian law enforcement so that they have more available to do the law enforcement duties. So we'll do the things that that we can do within our purview to free up those law enforcement officers to actually do the law enforcement.
I want to consider this question as a hypothetical, but are they armed and are they able to or allowed to use their firearm?
We don't discuss arming posture. We will be equipped to protect ourselves. That's only logical, if it comes to that, and we'll look like soldiers. There's no doubt about that.
You did last year. You saw, and I do believe I did see guns and a lot of communications equipment and sometimes vehicles too. Will we see, National Guard vehicles downtown?
Absolutely. I mean, we're soldiers and we use the equipment the military gives us. So, like I said, I'm not going to talk about arming posture, but you'll see soldiers. But it's important to remember that that we're citizen soldiers. So those troops that you'll see out in the street could be college students, could be teachers, could be any of a number of professions in their civilian life, and they've just made the commitment to respond when their communities need them. So we draw our strength from the community, and we're part of the community as well. So we may look scary, but really, we're just like you and I.
Well, that's why I get so angry or sad when I see people more than disrespect the National Guard or the police, for that matter. They're there just trying to safeguard the businesses and the people. And I know you're outraged about some verdict or some act that you're upset about, but I don't understand why beating up a National Guardsman or a police officer serves your purpose. I think it distracts from your message. We were talking with a reporter from Minneapolis this morning about the Chauvin trial. This is why you and I are talking today. And she said the chief of police there reached out to people in the community and said, you want to protest? I want to let you protest. How can we do this so I don't have to arrest you? That's the name of the game. How can we have whatever's going to happen so we don't have to throw you in jail? And that starts maybe with you kicking me or kicking a door or a window in. But that's what happened last year. So he said, I want you to be as angry as you need to be. How do we contain that in a civil way? That's the challenge, isn't it?
Well, I don't want to speak for law enforcement, but I can tell you that our experience, the Illinois National Guard's experience from the last times that we were deployed for law enforcement support, was actually we got a lot of support from the community, there were definitely a lot of people that they exercised their First Amendment rights, and that's and did so peacefully, and that's what we encourage. But we really didn't see any violence, and we really don't want to be put in a position that we might have to put hands on somebody. Obviously, if we have to, we have to. But we're really not don't want to be put in that position. And the last times that we were called out, we actually got a lot of support from community members. So, and we appreciate that.
Where exactly are these 150 people right now?
Well, now you're getting into kind of the operations things that we really don't talk about. Although I'm sure people will see them out there.
See them out there. Okay, I'm 18 stories up. I'm looking down some of the places they might be. I don't see them, but that's just anecdotal. It's a handful of blocks. I would hope they would be in some of the neighborhoods as well as the downtown area. That was a point of contention last spring and summer. I hate to even reference the specter of last year, but here we are again. You guys are being called out for a reason. So hopefully all of this is just an academic conversation, but I suppose it is fair to say, would you comment on this, that they'll be deployed where the civilian law enforcement wants them deployed?
It will be deployed if needed, and it would be where...
That's not an answer to my question. I said, will the civilian authorities tell them where to go? I presume the answer to that is yes.
Yes, yeah. We're in support of civilian law enforcement again. So they're in control, and they will go where we're needed by civilian law enforcement.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to say or dodge, Brad, that might help our listeners here?
Let's see, what would I like to dodge?
I think you've done ably both. Lieutenant Colonel Brad Layton from the Illinois National Guard. And by the way, I respect your answers. Certainly not everything you can or should share, but I think you've been very candid. And I also think we have a sense of what's going to happen. And like you, we hope that it's all going to be peaceful, whatever the verdict is in Minnesota.
So that's, we do too. Yeah. We hope so as well. And but if we're needed, we're there.
Sir, thank you for your service. Please do pass that along to these citizen soldiers as well. That's a great service to our country and to our local communities. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Brad Layton, Lieutenant Colonel, Illinois National Guard Public Affairs.